heard it is a well-oiled machine. What the Jets do, what a professional team does to kind of keep everybody in peak shape. So, as a mom of somebody on that side of things, what's it been like to kind of see up close what goes into running a hockey team?
It's amazing, actually. He loves his job, and he also helps the trainers. And to go behind the scenes this week and has been absolutely unbelievable, because I know that many do not know the extent of work that they do, and it's just fabulous.
The support staff doesn't get the credit, I don't think, that anybody understands, right? Like that's something that might be the big thing people see on a trip like this.
Yes, I truly believe that. Right down to snipping the threads today off their jerseys. If there was a little thread, we were snipping. We were checking for the holes, and there's gum, there's tape. Everything is in the stalls. Just a perfect, I mean, it's run so smoothly, and they have fun. I'm so glad that they get along well, because it is just constant work after the game and before the game.
It's obviously been well documented, his battle with cancer and what the organization has kind of done to rally around him. So as a mom, what's that been like to kind of watch and see just how everybody's kind of been there for him?
Well, it's tough. Having lost a child already, it just makes it hurts, but he would have never handled it, nor us either, without the family that the Jets have been. It is absolutely beyond words.
Right.
We would have never got through it without you.
When you see Paul Maurice on TV wearing the Pritchie Strong, or what's that like just to see that?
It's just heartwarming.
Yeah.
And Paul always says that this group of guys, men, are truly a family. And when he speaks to you about Alan, you'd almost think he was talking about his own son. It's just wonderful.
We're a couple of days into this thing so far. What's been the highlight for you?
Meeting the players and seeing how they carry themselves when they are young gentlemen, well-dressed. They have a smile for you. They greet you with a welcome and ask if you're having fun. It's just been special, special.
Like they were raised right.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
I'm a hockey mom of three boys, and I've been many, many arenas, and the treatment that we've had is beyond words. I'm sorry, but I can't find a word to tell you. I've never experienced this before, even the hotel, and I'll just take it miles.
In day-to-day life, I imagine it's tough to run into somebody that has the same experiences that you have collectively, right?
So, yes.
In a way of being a hockey player, they only know each other's experiences, and only you guys can relate to each other as well. So
yes.
What's it been like to have those conversations and to sort of form a new kinship maybe?
Yes, it is. And meeting with all the mothers, we have shared so many things, and it's so good to see a different side of everyone instead of on the ice and fighting for their life. You know, it's I think my life in hockey is complete now by this trip.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your first name?
Linda with a Y.
Linda, L-Y-N-D-A?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you think, Linda, will this be the sort of thing that when everybody goes their separate ways that you think a lot of people are going to stay in touch, like new friendships have been formed? And
I truly hope so.
Yeah.
Met many wonderful, wonderful mothers. I don't know all their names, but I certainly hope that we can stay together one way or the other.